Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercy, grace, and love toward us. Thank you for your compassions. Thank you for your interventions. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have done in our lives and situations. Thank you for great things you're doing right now. And thank you for greater things you will do for us. Be thou glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your peace and joy that is prevailing in our lives. Thank you for helping us in our helplessness. Thank you for giving us breakthroughs on every side. Thank you, Lord, for subduing Satan and all his agents and all his works under our feet. Thank you for lifting us up beyond all limitations and barriers and obstacles of the enemy. Be thou glorified in Jesus' name. Thank you for your presence in our lives. Thank you for your power in our lives. Thank you for making your grace to be sufficient unto us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for a glorious and beautiful future you have prepared for us. Thank you, Father, because you shall take us into that future. Blessed be your holy name. We are here this midnight to pray, to seek your face, and to worship you. O Lord, visit every life in this meeting in Jesus' name. Touch every life. Change every life. Bless every life. And help every life in Jesus' name. Let your Holy Spirit empower us to pray. Send your Holy Spirit to energize us to pray fervently in Jesus' name. Give us the utterances that we will be saying during this prayer session in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for we know you're going to do more than our request. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. We're going to take some worship songs right now. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful me. Jesus, there is no other name I know. That wonderful name, that wonderful name. Jesus, that wonderful name, Jesus, that wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. He is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Oh, he is Lord. He is Lord. Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your truth. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your truth. We bow before you, too. We worship at your feet. We bow before you, too. You are the glorious God. We bow before you, too. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We are so grateful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For everything you have done. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Who is worthy to be praised and adored? So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing blessed be the name, hallelujah, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord, hallelujah, for the Lord God, only for saints arena. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God, only for saints arena. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Sing Hosanna, Hosanna
in the highest,
in the highest. Let our be lifted higher, higher, be lifted higher, be lifted higher, oh, higher, higher, be lifted higher, Jesus, you be lifted higher. Oh, higher, higher, be lifted higher. Let our King be lifted up. Let our King be lifted up.
Let our King,
let our King be lifted. Hosanna.
Have your will.
Have your way.
Have your way.
Have your way, Lord.
Have your way. Have your way, Lord Jesus.
Have your way, Lord. Have your way.
O Lord, have your way. saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of thy redeem. Thou tendest not thy compassion. They feel not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Oh, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, dear mercy, I seek. All I have needed, I am provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God, is a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. In your grace, yes, you holy Lord. You walked upon the sea, you raised the dead. You reign in majesty. You reign in majesty. Mighty God, everything written about you is great. You are 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 great, oh Lord, you are great. Jesus, you are great, you are great. So great, you are great. Everything written about you is great. We have a God who never fails. We have a God
who never fears. We have a God who never fears, who never fears, who never fears. Forevermore, we serve a God. We serve a God who never fears. We serve a God who never fears. We serve a God who never fears. Who never fears. Who never fears. Forevermore. Amen. Jesus never fears. Amen. Jesus never fears. Amen. Jesus never fears. Jesus never fears. Jesus never fears. Forevermore. I will lift up his name. I will lift up his name. I oh, Jehovah, Alpha and Omega, I will lift up his name. I am, oh Jehovah, Alpha and Omega, I will lift up his name. I am, oh, we will lift up his name. I am, we will lift up his name. I am, oh, Jehovah, Alpha and Omega, we will lift up his name. I am, oh, Jehovah, Alpha and Omega, we will lift up his name. I am. You are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah. You are the mighty man in battle, O Lord El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name.
Forever.
Oh Lord,
your word is settled.
Your word is settled. In heaven it is settled. Forever, forever. Oh Lord, your word is settled. In heaven it is settled. Father, we declare that we love you.
with a clear, I must be love for you. Father, we declare. Father, we declare. Don't we love you? We declare there are lasting love for you. We lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. Jesus, we lift your name higher. Above all the names higher. Jesus, we lift your name, I will lift your name, I will lift your name, I above all the names, I unquestionable. You are the Lord, unquestionable. You are the Lord, unquestionable. You are the Lord. Hallelujah. Unquestionable. You are the Lord. Unquestionable, you are the Lord. Unquestionable, you are the Lord. I will exalt you, Lord, for thou art lifted me. Above my enemies, O Lord, your banner over me is love. I will exalt you. I will exalt you, Lord, for you have lifted me. Above my enemies, your banner over me is love. I will lift up your name. I will lift up your name. Oh, I will lift up your name. I will lift up your name. I will lift up your name. Above every other name. I will lift up your name. Oh, I will lift up your name. 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 Above every other name. Immortal God. Invisible God, immortal God, how great thou art, immortal God, invisible God, immortal God, how great thou art. Lord, I give you my heart.
I give you my soul.
I give you my soul.
I'll live for you.
I'll live for you. Our Lord
Every step that I take, every moment I'm away. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in me. Oh Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I'll live for you, our Lord. Every step that I take, every moment I'm away, Lord, have your way in me. Every step that I take, every step that I take, and every moment I'm away, Lord, have your way in me. Begin to worship and bless his name. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Rock of Israel, the King of the Universe, the Lord of Hosts, the Bright and Morning Star, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the King of Glory, the First and the Last, the Alpha and Omega, beginning and the ending, worshipping for who he is. Worship you, Ancient of Days. Worship you, Almighty God. We praise you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We praise you for who you are. We praise you, O God of our salvation. We praise you, O God of the everlasting covenant. We praise you, O God, our Redeemer. We praise you, O God, our Shelter. We praise you, O God, our Healer, our Deliverer, our Helper, our Restorer. We worship you, Father. We praise you for you are so faithful and merciful. You are the one that answers all prayers. And we cannot do without you. For all our help shall come from you. All our helps, everything we need shall come from you. For you are the all-sufficient God. You have in yourself the fullness of grace, the fullness of blessings. In you is the fullness of power, the fullness of strength. We worship you, Father. You are the one who speaks and your words come to pass. You have determined how everything will end, even before everything existed. We praise you, Father, for you control times and seasons. You make ways where there are no ways. You make ways in the wilderness. You bring waters from the desert. Blessed be your holy name. You bring things out of nothing. Blessed be your holy name. Your name is highly exalted, far above every other names of things in heaven and of things on earth.
and of things under the earth. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. We praise you, everlasting Father. We praise you, Rock of Ages. We praise you, Rock, our fortress. You are the Rock who is our fortress. You are the Rock who is our refuge. Blessed be your holy name. We adore you, Lord, for you are so good. You are so precious. We cannot trade you for gold. We cannot trade you for silver. For you are too precious. You are too precious. You are too priceless. You are too great. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. We praise you, Lord. Beside you, there is no honor. Before you, there was no order. And above you, there shall be no order. For there is only one God. And you are the only true God. You alone is the Lord. And there is none else beside you. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. You are the light that shines in darkness. And darkness cannot trace you. Darkness cannot understand. We praise you, Father. In Jesus' name. We have given him worship and praise. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for your grace and mercies that abound forever in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for your grace and mercies that remains forever in my life. Thank you for your grace and mercies that remains forever in my life. Thank you for your grace and mercies that is speaking for me. Thank you for your grace and mercies that is working great things in my life and situations. Thank you for your grace and mercies toward my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for all the problems you have solved in my life. All the problems you have solved in my life. Even the problems that appeared unsolvable. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for all the problems you have solved in my life. Even the difficult problems, even the problems that seems like it will not leave my life. Thank you for solving them. Thank you for solving my problems. Thank you for making ways for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for solving problems in my life that my strength couldn't solve. Problems that my wisdom couldn't solve. Thank you for solving them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank him. We have an assurance of a great and glorious future in Christ Jesus. Through Christ Jesus. Therefore, you're going to say, Father, thank you for the assurance you have given to me that my future is great and glorious. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for the assurance that you have given to me that my future is great. Thank you for assuring me that I have a glorious future before me. Thank you for assuring me that nothing can terminate the beautiful future you have prepared for me. Thank you for assuring me that nothing can change the glorious future you have set before me. Thank you for the assurance of a great future that you have given me. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. The Bible says, for the thoughts that I think toward you are thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for the thoughts you are thinking toward me are thoughts of good and not of evil, to give me a bright future. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Say, thank you, Father, for the thoughts you are thinking toward me are thoughts of good and not of evil, to give me a glorious future. Thank you, Jesus, for you do not have evil thoughts concerning me. All your thoughts concerning me are good. Thank you, Father, for everything you're thinking in your mind about me right now. They are good. And they are meant to give me a great and beautiful future. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for stopping the deadly attacks that came from my enemies against me. Say, thank you, Father, for stopping the deadly attacks that came from my enemies against me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. If God allowed those attacks, maybe you would have died by now. Say, Father, thank you for stopping the deadly attacks that my enemies fired at me. Thank you for stopping those attacks. Thank you for terminating their plans. Thank you for destroying the deadly attacks they sent into my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for not allowing the arrows of destruction, the kingdom of darkness fired into my life to touch me. Thank you for not allowing the arrows of untimely death, the agents of darkness fired into my life to touch me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for every positive change your mighty hand have performed in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for every positive change, for every good thing your mighty hand have performed in my life, both in my spiritual life and in my physical life. Thank you for every change you have caused to happen in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you for great changes you have caused to happen in my life by your mighty hand. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive anointing of speed to move fast in fulfilling my calling and destiny. In the name of Jesus, I receive anointing of speed to move fast in fulfilling my calling and destiny in the earth. Open your mouth and pray like that. I receive anointing of speed. Anointing of speed. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Anointing that will make me fulfill my destiny faster than usual. Anointing that will make me fulfill my calling faster than usual. Anointing that will make me fulfill God's purpose for my life faster than usual. I receive the anointing right now. I receive the anointing right now. Anointing to achieve great successes that are beyond my head. Anointing to achieve great results, great excellence that are beyond my head and qualifications. I receive the anointing right now. I receive the anointing right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I receive the anointing to move fast in becoming who God says I am. I receive the anointing to climb fast into the height God has prepared for me in glory. I receive the anointing now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive fire to conquer the battles my parents couldn't overcome. And they transferred it to me. Say, I receive fire to conquer them all. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, I receive fire. I receive fire to conquer battles my parents couldn't conquer. And they have passed it over to me. The battles my ancestors couldn't conquer. And they passed it over to me. I receive fire to conquer them now. I receive power to conquer them now. In the name of Jesus. I receive fire to conquer them. I receive fire to overcome them all. In the name of Jesus, I receive fire to prevail over those battles. I receive fire to conquer those battles because I shall not transfer them to my own children. I shall not pass it on to my children. I shall overcome by the power of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, according to the multitudes of your mercies, release your angels now into my life to finish the miracles that should have happened, to finish the process of the miracles that should have happened in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, according to the multitudes of your mercy, release your angels into my life to complete the miracles that should have manifested in my life. Release your angels to complete those miracles, to finish creating those miracles right now in the name of Jesus. Answers to prayers that I should have gotten by now, but I haven't. Oh God, release your angels into my life to perform the answers to my prayers. Right now, in the name of Jesus, release your angels to finish the creation of my miracles. Release your angels to complete the creation of my miracles. Right now. In the name of Jesus, so that I can testify of your goodness. Oh Lord, complete the creation of your miracles in my life, so that I can testify of your power. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yes, we're going to pray. You're going to say, I connect my life, calling and destiny to the unfailing covenant that is in Christ Jesus. You're going to say, I connect my life, calling and destiny to the unfailing covenant that is in Jesus Christ. And henceforth, let every good thing begin to manifest easily in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, I connect my life, calling and destiny to the covenant of God that is in Jesus Christ. And I let every good thing happen easily in my life from this day onward. Let good things manifest easily in my life by the power of the covenant that is in Jesus Christ. By the power of the covenant that is in Christ Jesus. Let good things begin to manifest in my life easily from this day onwards. In the name of Jesus. Good things shall begin to manifest in my life. From this day onwards, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the covenant that is in Christ Jesus, great things, great successes, great prosperity, great progress shall begin to manifest easily in my life from this day onward. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. I'm going to say, Father, put upon my life your favor that will single me out from the midst of multitude for greatness, for success, for excellence, for honor. Open your mouth and pray like that. The Father, release upon my life your favor that will single me out of multitudes in the world for greatness, for celebration, for honor, for excellence, for success in the name of Jesus. Unusual and uncommon favor, great favor, special favor. Oh Lord, put it on my life right now. In the name of Jesus, such favor that will single me out of many people in the world for celebration, for honor, for great rejoicing, for great glory. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. There are captivities that it is you that put yourself inside. Not Satan, but you. And usually You have to repent before you can come out of such captivities through sin, unbelief, fear, unrighteousness, disobedience. We put ourselves into captivities of darkness. So you're going to pray. You can say, Father, be merciful unto me and deliver me from captivities that I put myself into. Open your mouth and pray like that. Whether through ignorance, through unbelief, fear, unrighteousness, ungodliness. O Lord, by your mercy, deliver me now from those captivities. Every captivity that my sin created in my life, every captivity that my disobedience and wrong lifestyle have put me into, oh Lord, show me mercy and remove me from them now, because I repent now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Are you praying? Say, Father, show me mercy and remove me from those captivities. Every captivity of darkness, that disobedience brought into my life. Every captivity of darkness that lost and pride brought into my life. Oh Lord, by your mercy, deliver me from them now. In the name of Jesus, show me mercy now and deliver me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I come out of every prison of oppression. Every prison of oppression and slavery that darkness have put my life into, begin to say, I come out of those prisons by the power in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. I come out of prisons of oppression, prisons of slavery that the enemy have put me into, that the enemy have put my life and destiny into, that the enemy have put my calling and ministry into. I break out of such prisons now by the power in the name of Jesus. I come out of every prison of oppression and slavery that agents of darkness have initiated in my life. I come out of them right now In the name of Jesus, I come out now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Almighty God, hide me from the sight of every enemy that keeps pursuing after my life. Say, oh Lord, hide me now from the sight of my enemies that are pursuing after my life to destroy my life. Oh Lord, make me hidden from them. Let them never be able to see me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Let them never be able to see me. Every stubborn enemy that is chasing after my life to destroy my life, oh Lord, make me hidden from their sight. Hide me from their sight and let them never be able to find me. Let them never be able to see me. Let their cameras never be able to see me. Let their surveillance system never be able to see me. In the name of Jesus, hide me, O Lord, from the sight of my stubborn enemies that are looking for my destruction and downfall. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. It is not cowardice or fear when God hid you from your enemies. There are some battles that you are not the one to fight those battles, or you are not supposed to fight them at all. What God does is just to protect you from your enemies by hiding you, so that they won't be able to find you. So you're also going to pray that prayer in this way. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, from this day onward, let every attack that come against me from the realms of darkness never be able to find me. The Lord Jesus, let every attack that comes against me from the realms of darkness never be able to find me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, every attack that will be coming against my life and destiny from the realms of darkness, from this day onward, O Lord, let them never be able to find me. In the name of Jesus, let them never be able to find my family members. Let those attacks never be able to find my children and siblings and parents. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, there's a place in the scripture that says, if you faint in the days of adversity, it means your strength is small. If you faint in the day of adversity, it means your strength is small. I don't know if you have come across that scripture. So what that means is that it is not expected of you as a Christian to be getting tired when you are supposed to fight and conquer your enemy. Because your victory at that point in time is very crucial to the fulfillment of your destiny. Because your victory at that time is going to determine how the next 10 years of your life is going to be. And that is the time you are getting tired. And that is the time you are not fasting. And that is the time you are not prayerful. I have said it here before that many of the good things that I am enjoying today, I did not pray for them today. I have prayed for them like 5 years ago. In fact, there are some that I prayed for 10 years ago. It's not now that I pray for those things. So you must not faint in the day of adversity. You must not faint. Tell yourself that I shall not faint in the name of Jesus. So you're going to pray, you're going to place your right hand on your head, and you're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every spirit of weakness and weariness that is making me to faint in the midst of battles, that is making me to be tired in the midst of battles, the fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Kashana dihesu bashatanegeya. Every spirit of weakness, every spirit of weariness, every spirit of sluggishness, laziness, every spirit of unseriousness that is causing me to be tired and weak in the midst of battles, Holy Ghost fire consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit from hell, every spirit from witchcraft coven that have been assigned to make me weak so that I will not fight and conquer my battles, Holy Ghost fire, consume them now. Consume them now. Every spirit of prayerlessness that have been sent into my life to make me so weak so that the enemy can conquer me, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to still place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, every spirit of disobedience, that is not allowing me to follow and obey simple instructions from the Lord. Come out of my life right now. Say, every spirit of disobedience that is not allowing me to follow and obey simple instructions from the Bible, simple instructions from the Lord, simple instructions from the Holy Spirit. Come out now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Hatada the Hashimega, spirit of disobedience, spirit of arrogance, spirit of rebellion that is not allowing me to obey very simple biblical instructions, very simple instructions from the Holy Spirit. Come out of my life now. In the name of Jesus. Come out now. Come out now. Come out from my heart. Come out from my soul. Come out from my ears. Every spirit of disobedience that makes me to keep hearing instructions and never obey, that make me to keep reading instructions and never obey. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Uproot such spirits from my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to if you're in a position where you can touch your two legs, then you can touch your legs as you pray this prayer. That is, if you are able to do that. Of course, let's say you are driving, you'll be able to do that. Or you are in your place of work, you may not be able to do that. But if you're able to touch your legs, then you should do that as we pray this particular prayer point. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, and break into pieces every chain of darkness that has tied my legs to stop me from walking into the place where my blessings are. Every chain of darkness that have tied my legs to stop me from walking to the place where my helpers are, where my blessings are, where my greatness is. Begin to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, break them into pieces. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, fire, break into pieces every chain of slavery, every chain of darkness, binding my two legs to prevent me from walking into the place where my blessings are, to prevent me from being in the right place at the right time. For God's blessings to find me. Chains of darkness that have tied my legs to stop me from going to places where my promotion is, where my greatness is, where my success is, where my riches and wealth are, where my destiny helpers are. fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy those things right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Chains of slavery, chains of darkness, binding my legs from reaching the right people, from meeting the right people that are important to the fulfillment of my calling and destiny in the end. Holy Ghost fire, break them into pieces. Right now, in the name of Jesus, break them into pieces. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I bind every spirit of darkness that have been assigned to make me stop the good things I have been doing that is pleasing in the sight of God. Every spirit of darkness assigned to make me stop the good things I have been doing that is pleasing in the sight of God, I bind them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Some people, the good things that God is so happy seeing them doing, that is what they are already planning to stop. I'm praying that I bind every spirit that is discouraging me from continuing to do the work I have been doing that God is so happy with. I bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit from hell that have been mobilized to talk me out of doing the good works that God is so happy seeing me doing, I bind them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. Do you know that there are right scriptures for every situation? Sometimes God will lead you into a particular verse or verses in the Bible that speaks directly to the situations you're going through. Yeah, there is an anointing that makes that happen in your life. Yeah, and that is what we want to pray for right now. So if God can give you the right scriptures for every situation you find yourself, is going to speed up your breakthroughs and victories, because you're going to use that scripture to overcome. You're going to pray using that scripture to overcome that situation. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Holy Spirit, put upon my life anointing that receives from heaven the right Bible verses that has the solution to the problems I face in my life. The Holy Spirit put upon me that anointing. The anointing that gives me scriptures that contains the solution to every problem I face in life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, activate such anointing in my life right now. Activate that kind of anointing in my life right now. Anointing that will make me receive Bible verses. Anointing that will make me receive the right scripture that contains the victory I need in every situation of my life. The right scripture that contains the solution that I need for every problem I face. Holy Spirit, put on me anointing that is able to receive such scriptures from heaven. In the name of Jesus, put upon me such anointing right now. Put upon me such anointing right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, revive my spirit man with fire. So Holy Spirit, revive my spirit man with your fire. And make me begin to receive revelations from God that I need to see at this time. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, revive my inner man with fire. Revive my spirit man with fire. And make me begin to see revelations that I need to see now. Divine revelations I need to see now. Make me to see them. Make me to see them. Let your fire purge my spirit so that my spirit will be able to see those revelations. Let your fire revive my spirit so that my spirit will be able to receive the revelations right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. The Lord is showing me that some of you will face a situation where they will lie against you. Yeah, something like that. More like something you did not do. And then maybe someone or some group of people will say you are the one that did it, whereas you did not do anything. Yeah. So that is what I saw. So you're going to pray. God is the one that can fight for you in such situation. Yeah, and that is why you're going to pray now. So God is able to disgrace them and put them all to shame. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your spirit of judgment and justice fight against people that will tell lies about me at a future time. People that will that will give me a bad name. People that will give me a bad image at a future time from now. Oh Lord, let your spirit of judgment go against them and let them be disgraced and let them be put to shame. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. Father, let your spirit of judgment and justice fight against every person or people that will come up with lies concerning me. Persons or people that will come up with conspiracies to spoil my image, to spoil my integrity, to spoil my identity. Oh Lord, let your spirit of judgment fight them and let them be disgraced and put to shame in the name of Jesus. Let them be disgraced and put to shame, and let me be vindicated in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put upon my life an anointing that solves problems. Anointing that generate solutions to problems, such that whenever I see a problem, I am able to solve it immediately. Oh Lord, put on my life such anointing. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, I believe you're praying. Pray. You are here to pray. And if you are here to pray, you pray. The whole Lord put upon my life anointing that generates solutions to problems. Anointing that makes me solve every problem I encounter. Without calling other people to come and solve the problem. Anointing that will make me know the solutions to any problem that I face in life. Oh Lord, put upon me now the anointing. Put upon my life such anointing. Such that in my business, in my career, in my destiny. I'm able to solve any problems that comes up, such that in my daily activities, I'm able to solve any problem that comes up. Oh Lord, anoint me to solve problems, both in my life and in the lives of others. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You can say, Father, separate me from people that I don't need in my life. Men and women that I don't need in my life. You need to understand that it's not every person you need in your life. Even if that person appears to be a good or nice person, they don't have to be in your life. Yeah, because that is what your destiny says. That is what the record of your destiny says. So you're going to say, Father, separate from my life people that I don't need in my life. Friends that I don't need in my life. People that will slow me down in my journey to fulfilling destiny. Oh Lord, separate them from my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Lord, remove them from my life. Remove them from my life. Men and women, neighbors or friends or family members or relatives, anyone that should not be close to my life because they are a problem to my destiny. Oh Lord, separate them from my life now. In the name of Jesus. Anyone that will slow me down or stop me from becoming who God wants me to be, from becoming who you want me to be. Oh Lord, remove them from my life now. In the name of Jesus, separate such people from my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. Christians are supposed to be inventors. Christians are supposed to be people that will invent things, new things. You know, just the way some people say they are scientists. Okay, maybe I should say, just the way scientists that some of you know about have invented a lot of things. Though some of the things they invented are doing more damages than good. Yeah, but my point is that Christians are supposed to be great inventors. And you can ask me why. The reason is because we have the Holy Ghost. Anyone that have the Spirit of God can invent new things that no one has ever invented. So Christians are supposed to be creative people. People who can start new things. People who can create new things, invent new things that will be of great help to the whole world. And you can be that person. You can invent something that no one has ever invented before. You can invent in a completely new technology that no one has ever invented before. You can invent a completely new solution that have not existed on earth before. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, take your place in my life and transform me into a Christian that will invent new things that this generation is waiting for. The Holy Spirit, take your place in me and change me into a person, into a Christian that will invent solutions that my generation has been waiting for. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, come upon me now and take your place in my life. Come into me and take your place in me and transform me into a Christian that will invent great solutions that will solve the problems in the world. In the name of Jesus, transform me into a great inventor. Transform me into a personality that is creative and that is able to create solutions that the world is waiting for. In the name of Jesus, transform me into a Christian that will invent new things, new solutions, new technology that will transform the whole world. Holy Spirit, come into my life and take your place in me and change me into such a person right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to speak the right word in front of my destiny helpers, that will move their heart to help me. The right words. There are some people, they miss their destiny helpers because they didn't speak what they should say. And this word that we have is a word of words. The old word is a word of words. So if you happen to say the wrong word in the face of your helper, they may not help you. Yeah, sometimes what you should say is not, please help me. You know, some people they think what they should say in front of their destiny helpers is to say, please, can you help me? Can you support me? Can you sponsor me? Yeah, they think that is what to say in front of their destiny helpers, and when they said that, nothing happened. Yeah, because that wasn't the right word they should say. Yeah. So you need to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost and let the Holy Ghost direct your words. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to speak the right words in front of my destiny helpers that will move their hearts to help me. That will move their hearts to release the help that God has commanded them to give me. Open your mouth and pray like that. So Holy Spirit, guide my mouth to speak the right word in front of my destiny helpers. Guide my words. Guide my words. Guide the words of my mouth. Help me to speak the right words whenever I am in the company of people that God has destined to help me. Holy Spirit, help me to speak the right words that will move their heart to release the help God has told them to release. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, remember the story of Joseph? After he interpreted the dream of Pharaoh, he didn't say, "Now that I'm, now that you can see, I'm the one who interpreted his dream. I have just told all of you that there will be 7 years of abundance, and there will be 7 years of famine." So now that you can see that I have this wisdom, so you should appoint me as the one that would that will oversee the storage of food items. It doesn't say that. What he said is that he said, let Pharaoh look for a wise person. Let Pharaoh look for a wise man that is able to gather a lot of food during the 7 years of abundance. Yeah, so that those food will be able to take care of the people during famine. He didn't recommend himself. Yeah, then Pharaoh now felt like, can we find a person as wise as this young man? I don't think we can find anyone as wise as you. Then Pharaoh said, I'm appointing you, the same you that interpreted this dream. I'm appointing you to oversee this project. And as a matter of fact, I'm promoting you to be the second in command. And so I'm just trying to show you that you need to be able to speak the right way. Some people, instead of them to be humble before their destiny helpers, they were so proud. Yeah, and they were just talking about themselves. They did not even show that they care about others. So I wanted to pray that prayer once again. You're going to say, Father, help me to behave correctly in the face of people you have chosen to use to lift up my life. Help me to behave correctly. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to behave correctly in the sight of people you have chosen to lift up my life. Father, help me to behave rightly. In the name of Jesus, help me to act correctly. Help me to behave correctly. In the name of Jesus, help me to humble myself so that you can lift me up. Help me, O Lord, to behave correctly in the midst of situations that you have appointed to use to lift up my life. Help me not to mess up my divine appointment. Do not allow me to mess up your appointment for my life. In the name of Jesus, even the appointment to lift up my life. Oh Lord, don't allow me mess it up. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I'm going to pray 7 more prayer points. And after that, we'll round off the session. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, I cast out every spirit of fear that Satan is using to limit my productivity, to limit the rate of my success, the extent of my success. You're going to say, I cast out every spirit of fear that Satan is using to limit my productivity in life, to limit my success rate. I cast out the fear right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Every fear that Satan is using to limit my life, to limit my calling, to limit my destiny, every fear Satan is using to stop me from putting in my best in everything God has called me to do, I cast out the fear right now in the name of Jesus. Every fear that Satan is using to control how much I should dedicate myself to doing the things that God has ordained for my life and destiny, I cast out such fear right now. Every fear that Satan is using to discourage me, to weaken me, from that would lift up my life. I cast out the fear right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 6 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every cloud of darkness that have surrounded my life, to make sure that only negative and evil things happen in my life continuously. The fire of the Holy Ghost consumes such cloud of darkness. Right now, open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every cloud of darkness that have surrounded my life, that have surrounded my environment, to make sure that only negative things, bad things, evil things happen to me on a daily basis. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume those clouds right now. In the name of Jesus, every presence of darkness, every covering of darkness that is enforcing negative things and bad things, evil things, to continually happen in my life, let fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, shine your light on my path, shine your light on my path, and guide me into all your will for my life. Shine your light on my path, and guide me into all your will for my life. Open your mouth and continue to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, shine your light on my path. Shine your light on my path. Shine your light on my way. And guide me into your will. Guide me into all your will for my life. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying. Guide me into your will for my life. I don't want to make mistakes. I don't want to make wrong decisions. I don't want to make wrong choices. Guide me into all your will for my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Pray. Amen. We have 4 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength to unlock every potential and gift and abilities that God has placed in me. You're going to say, I receive strength to unlock them and to manifest them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I receive strength, I receive fire to unlock potential, talents, gifts, abilities that God has put inside of me. I receive strength to unlock them and to manifest them right now in the name of Jesus. I receive strength to unlock potentials that have been lying dormant inside of me, gifts, abilities that have been inactive in my life. I receive strength to activate them. I receive strength to manifest them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, destroy every trap. Every trap, every stumbling block the enemy has set before me to make me fall. Oh Lord, destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Every trap, every stumbling block the enemy has set before me to make me fall. To make me commit sin, to make me commit errors that will lead to irreversible consequences. Oh Lord, destroy those traps now. Remove such stumbling blocks now. In the name of Jesus. Every trap, every stumbling block, the kingdom of darkness have set before me to bring me down, to make me fall, to make me make mistakes and errors that will bring deadly and dangerous consequences. Oh Lord, destroy such traps now. In the name of Jesus, remove such stumbling block from my path. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to see Holy Spirit, help me to honor God. Help me to honor God with all my heart. The Holy Spirit help me to honor God, to fear God with all my heart. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Some people, they relate with God as if God is their mate. They despise Him. And that is why God will never help them. Because they have no honor for God. The Holy Spirit, help me to honor God. Help me to fear Him with the whole of my heart. In the name of Jesus, from the depth of my heart, help me to honor God. Help me to honor God. Help me to fear God. Help me to give God the honor that is due to His name. Help me to give God the respect, the fear that is due to His name. Help me to give God the reverence that is due to His name. Help me, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. And lastly, you're going to pray. Some Christians are parasites. Yeah, you know what parasites are? Parasites are these organisms that they can also, of course, some of them are known to cause sicknesses. Yeah, sometimes they are like worms. Yeah, so parasites, they are always sucking life from the host. Yeah, so if a parasite is in the body of a human being, that parasite will keep feeding on that person. Keep feeding on that person. So they may be sucking the blood of the person. They may be sucking nutrients, sucking things. Yeah, so parasites, they have nothing to offer. Yeah, they're always sucking life. They're always receiving, and they give nothing. Yeah, and as I said, some Christians, they are parasites. So they are in the church or in the ministry just to keep sucking and sucking. They do nothing. They offer nothing. There is nothing coming from them into the work of God and into the business of God. So every time they want to be prayed for, every time they want, they want blessings from God, they want this breakthrough, they want that one. They always want from God. They never give anything to God. Even their souls. A large part of their souls is not surrendered unto God. Yeah, I pray you will not be a parasite. Yeah, even Jesus said, he said, it is blessed to give than to receive. Yeah, Jesus said, there is more blessing when you live a life that gives than receiving. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me not to become a parasitic Christian in the house of God. These kind of Christians, even tithe, they cannot pay. Offerings, they cannot give. There is nothing coming from them. Evangelism, they cannot do. Nothing coming from them into the kingdom. But they always want to get things. So you're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to not become a parasitic Christian in the house of God. Help me to be a Christian that is actively involved in the work of God, in the things of God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, help me to not become, or maybe you're already that type of Christian. The Holy Spirit, revive me and deliver me from being a parasitic Christian. Continue to pray like that. Every spirit that is not allowing me to give towards the work of God, to be active in the work of God, to be active doing the work of God. Every spirit that is not allowing me to do that, let the fire of the Holy Ghost to uproot them from my life. Continue to pray like that. Begin to say, I refuse to be a parasitic Christian in the house of God. I receive strength to labor in the house of God. Begin to say, I receive strength to labor in the house of God. I receive strength to be active in the work of God. I receive strength to serve God with the whole of my life. In the name of Jesus. I receive strength to give God what he's looking for, what he wants. I receive a new heart that is always after giving God what he wants, and not trying to get what I want all the time. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient. Thank you for your mercy that speaks over our lives. Thank you for problems in our lives that you have solved. Thank you for all the help you have released into our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for making our lives a testimony of your power, a testimony of your faithfulness, a testimony of of your greatness. Thank you, Lord, for doing this concerning us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you show mercy on everyone here and that you meet your people at the point of their needs in Jesus' name. O Lord, let everyone here who have prayed during this prayer session, let them receive quick answers to their prayers. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that your expectations from God cannot be denied. In the name of Jesus, the Lord shall favor you. He shall single you out of billions of people all over the world to prosper you, to make you great in Jesus' name. I pray that everything you lay your hands upon from today onwards shall prosper in Jesus' name. The power of God shall manifest in your life to destroy all your enemies, to destroy all your captivities, and to destroy all your limitations in the name of Jesus. The grace of God shall appear in your life to make you obedient Christian, to make you an humble Christian, and to make you a faithful Christian in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.